From far beyond the galaxies, I've journeyed to this place to study the behavior patterns of the human race. And I find them highly illogical. Girl meets boy. They fall in love. She says he's everything she's dreamed of.
But when they get married, before he's aware, she changes his habits, the way he combs his hair. She changes him to someone he's never been, and then complains he's not like other men.
Now really, I find this most illogical.
Richard Michelson has had a wonderful friendship with actor and artist Leonard Nimoy. After Nimoy's passing, Michelson has written a new picture book, Fascinating, The Life of Leonard Nimoy. He's also presenting a beautiful exhibit, Unseen, 50 never-before-exhibited photographs by Leonard Nimoy, which is now open and runs through October 25th at Richard's Gallery in Northampton. He'll also be speaking in Great Barrington on September 9th. From 10:30 to noon, and we'll have a publication party. Later that night will be the official opening of Unseen at the gallery. So to celebrate the September 8th, 50th anniversary of the first Trek episode, it is a great pleasure to welcome Richard Michelson to the roundtable this morning. How are you, sir?
Thank you, Joe, very much. Today is the actual publication day of my new book, so I'm glad to be spending it with you. We're having a birthday party.
Very nice to have you with us, and I'm very glad for you to be with us on this day where this book comes out. It is a kid's book. It is you have written it, and it is beautifully illustrated. Tell us a little bit about the illustrator and the illustrations.
Well, this is the illustrator is Edel Rodriguez, who a lot of people might know recently. He did the Time magazine cover of the Donald Trump meltdown that seemed to get a lot of play.
Yes.
So Edel does a lot of editorial work, but he also does some children's books. And what was wonderful is that after Edel was hired to do this book, we found out that, in fact, he had come to this country from Cuba on the boat lift and learned to speak English by listening to episodes of Star Trek. So how cool is that?
Very, very cool story. So the story you wanted to tell in the book is what? About this man, what did you want to tell kids, primarily what age, do you think?
Well, you know, the secret, of course, of children's books is that we sell more to adults than we do to kids.
Sure.
It's a nice excuse for adults to read children's books, but it's marketed usually, I think, this is for children maybe 5 to 10.
Yeah.
And and what I'm really talking about in the book is Leonard's early life. As he starts with him as an 8-year-old boy, he grew up in Boston in the West End. He went to Temple as an 8-year-old boy, where he first saw the Hebraic blessing that was given in Temple, which many, many years later he turned into the iconic Vulcan greeting.
Live long and prosper.
Live long and prosper,
right.
With the outstretched hand.
Yes.
And the book really talks about his childhood, how he started his love of photography and arts in general. When he was 13 years old, he got his first camera, took pictures of his family, built his own dark room in the family bathroom, and being as it was a tiny little apartment with 6 people, 3 generations of Nimoys, I don't think the other 5 people were too pleased about that. But it shows his development, how he brought his childhood character into what became known as Spock in Star Trek, how he brought himself and his childhood memories into that. The book ends with him in the second season of Star Trek when we first visit the planet Vulcan, and he is told to greet the Vulcan Queen. The original script called for him to shake hands. And Leonard thought he wanted something a little different, and he reached back into his memory for that experience he had in Temple as a boy, and held up his hand, and the rest is a bit of history.
The story certainly tells a lot about him, and that idea, which I'm assuming is, which we know is very much a part of the immigrant experience, but that mm-hmm. feeling of an outsider.
I think that that was something that Leonard definitely brought into the character. You know, we his parents were immigrants to this country. They came from Zaslav, Ukraine. Both his mother and father had lived in the same town, although But they really got together when they moved to this country.
Right.
His mother was smuggled out during a pogrom in a hay cart. His father had to walk across the border. And when they entered this country, there we have the lading bills, and they were stamped aliens. So Leonard grew up very much as an outsider and trying to fit in. And again, he brought a lot of that later. I talk in the book how his parents came to this country as aliens, tried very hard to become citizens. And when he decided to accept the role of Spock on Star Trek, and it was not a no-brainer at the time,
yes.
He thought back to these years and said that he was born as a citizen and it was time to come full circle and become an alien.
It's fascinating in the book because when you do talk about photography and you write about his his love of photography that came very early in his life, that it was something that allowed him to get inside of people, to look at aspects of them that were not immediately apparent, things that he seemed to notice upon looking at them once the pictures were developed.
And I think that that was also an impetus and made him a great director as well. He was able to read people. He was able to look in people's faces and try to click that camera at the moment he was reading something of them. He loved to watch the photographs develop, as he would say. It was like he was discovering their souls,
yes,
in people. And it was something throughout his life.
Now, you worked with him. You were his gallerist for the photography that he did. I had some incredible shows with him, and the one that you're having here that is now open but will run through October, Unseen, is 50 photographs that have not been shown before, and I assume we get that element as well of that was something that he was really interested in as a different side of a person's personality.
Yeah, and I think you were at the gallery once when we did his show Secret Cells,
yes.
Which was a wonderful exhibit. It also was at Mass MoCA for a time.
Yes.
And in that, Leonard really invited people to, in front of the camera, to expose a side of themselves that nobody else would have known. The conceit was that Zeus had split us all in two. We had two heads, four arms, four legs, and we spend our lives looking for our other half, and Leonard wanted to photograph that other half.
Yeah.
He also did his photographs to Shekinah series, which was based on that original Vulcan hand blessing. He learned later that when the temple was welcoming in the feminine aspect of God, it was when he was supposed to turn away and when that blessing happened. And he later created a book about that, Photographs of Shekinah, his view of the feminine aspect of God. Towards the end of his life, Leonard was looking through the entirety of his career. And he and I sat down. We noticed that we looked through every one of his shutter snaps. We had almost 10,000 photographs from the time he was 13 until the very end of his life. And we tried to find the pieces that for some reason or another did not fit into one of the earlier shows, some of the really best of it. And we've gathered 50 pieces throughout his career that show a wonderful progression in how he looked at life.
The idea of how he looked at life, and you tell this, I think this comes through in the book, but very much religion, his religion, his that was very much a part of his life, being Jewish, and mm-hmm. and when we certainly on public radio, and I mean he has done wonderful specials on Judaism, and that seems something that was important to him and something that was important to you to tell in his story?
Well, I think Leonard was always proud of his heritage. And one of the things I think that in the children's book that I'm hoping kids will pick up on is that it's to follow your dreams, but never forget where you came from. Leonard was a family man. His family was very important to him. He grew up in a Yiddish-speaking household. And not in the book, but it's a little tidbit. In fact, when he was in L.A., he used to have the services of a psychiatrist that he would go to weekly and pay her for an hour because she spoke Yiddish. And he'd love to spend an hour just sitting and talking Yiddish to someone. One of the bonds between us was when the National Yiddish Book Center in Amherst hired Leonard to record one of my earlier children's books, Too Young for Yiddish. Some of his first jobs were in Yiddish theater. But, you know, he was very much a spiritual man. To me, he was the most optimistic, fun-loving, wonderful friend I could have had. We traveled together for 12 years on and off. We spoke almost daily. And he was what we call a real mensch. He was a wonderful person. He was interested in causes. He spoke out for what he believed in. He gave money to organizations to help young artists. He was a wonderful man.
Now, many people, when the two of you would go out together, just figured you were his son. There is a striking resemblance between the two of you.
Well, probably the question I get asked more than any other is, are you Leonard Nimoy's son? And when I say no, nobody believes me. Yeah. Anyways, yes, that certainly had a lot to do with our enjoyment getting together. When we would travel together, people did assume that. And frankly, over time, Leonard did become very much like a father to me. I was the beneficiary of, you know, his advice, his love, and it was wonderful. It was wonderful to be with him. And I couldn't be prouder.
It's hard to believe that the show is celebrating its 50th anniversary. It's hard to believe that it's been around. And you end the book with the success of Star Trek, which was only on, what, three seasons on CBS when it came out. But obviously since then has become a phenomenon. It seems from an outsider looking in that he slowly came to grasp that of what it became that was sort of larger than anything else.
Right. Well, after Trek went off the air, actually Leonard entertained the idea of quitting acting.
Yep.
And he went back to UCLA to study photography. He very much intended to become a photographer. And slowly, the Trek phenomenon grew and lured him back in. When I first met him a dozen years ago, he had again kind of retired from acting, and his full-time profession was as a photographer. Again, when the new films came out, the recent films, and Zach Quinto assumed the character, Leonard again was drawn back into the acting field. But, he loved the character. He did, you know, he said that if he could be any character at all, he would have chosen Spock. And he brought himself to that role.
And it was a great character.
It was a great character. It really was.
And a great character for him. I mean, I think you point this out in the book. Mm-hmm. The parallels there that, well, now you can't imagine anyone else playing it.
He brought himself. He brought his background. He brought all his experience to that role. There was very little difference towards the end between Spock, other than the fact that Leonard laughed constantly, you know, great sense of humor. So
was it a somber?
Right. It was that side of him.
So let's talk about real quick in the minute or so that we have left. You're going to be speaking in Great Barrington on September 9th. This is 10:30 to noon. And what is that event all about?
So I am going to be talking about Jewish literacy, seeking out new frontiers. And I'll be talking a little bit about Leonard's. This is for the Jewish Federation of the Berkshires. So I'll be talking about his background and my own books that have to do with Judaism. and how both the book, this book could be used to help teach a new generation of children about their heritage and also to give them a role model. That's a very positive one.
The also, we should note that you're going to be speaking at the Albany Star Trek Convention in November, but the real thing to talk about here is the new book, which is Fascinating, the Life of Leonard Nimoy.
And I will be signing at our Michelson Galleries in Northampton from 6 to 8 on Friday evening in conjunction with the opening of Unseen.
Unseen, and you can find all about this by going to our website when we have links to the gallery site. It's The Life of Leonard Nimoy, Fascinating by Richard Michelson. It's published by Knopf. Richard, thank you very much for being with us.
Always thanks, good to Joe. Have you on the program. It's always great to be here. I appreciate it.
Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.